This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has registered a case in connection with an alleged paper leak in the conduct of the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG 2026. The agency has registered the case based on a written complaint received from Department of Higher Education, Ministry of Education. The agency stated that special CBI teams have been formed and dispatched to various locations for an investigation into the matter. The NEET UG 2026 examination was conducted by the National Testing Agency, NTA, on the 3rd of this month. Addressing a press conference on NEET exam cancellation in New Delhi, DG National Testing Agency Abhishek Singh said, NTA will conduct a re-exam for students and it will be done in a fair manner and no additional fee will be charged for the re-exam. India will host the BRICS Foreign Ministers meeting from tomorrow. The two-day meeting will be chaired by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, during the meeting, the foreign ministers of BRICS member countries will exchange views on global and regional issues of mutual interest. A high-level Indian parliamentary delegation led by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will visit Bhutan from today with the main objective of further strengthening India-Bhutan relations. The 51-member delegation is expected to hold discussions on various aspects of Bhutan-India relations and ways to enhance cooperation between the two neighbouring countries. Delegates will also meet the King of Bhutan and the Prime Minister of Bhutan during the visit. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has appealed to the people of the state for the practical implementation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's call. He urged citizens to reduce fuel consumption and avoid unnecessary purchases of gold. The Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath directed that the fleets of the Chief Minister, ministers and others be immediately reduced by 50%. He also appealed for prioritizing the work-from-home culture in the state. In West Bengal, following the change of government, the state police has adopted a stringent stance regarding law and order and past cases of political violence. In this regard, ADG Law and Order issued a detailed directive yesterday to all police commissioners, police superintendents and railway police authorities, mandating a series of immediate actions. The directive orders a fresh review of all the cases related to violence following the 2021 assembly elections, including those where final reports have already been submitted. Authorities have been instructed to reopen and conduct thorough investigations into cases where previous probes were found to be negligent. Furthermore, all general diaries, GDs and complaints filed during that period must be re-examined with instructions to register new cases if preliminary evidence of a crime is found. These investigations are to be personally supervised by district SPs and police commissioners. The National Commission for Women, NCW, held a high-level review meeting with Delhi Police to strengthen institutional coordination for women's safety. During the meeting, NCW Chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar emphasized the need for a coordinated and victim-centric approach. She stated that effective liaisoning between the police machinery and protection officers under the Domestic Violence Act is essential for ensuring timely support and justice to women. U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to arrive in Beijing today for a high-stakes three-day visit to China. The much-anticipated meeting between Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping is expected to feature discussions on several aspects of bilateral ties, with Trump indicating that the trade would be a key topic on the agenda. The visit will mark Trump's seventh face-to-face meeting with Xi and the first trip by a U.S. resident to China since 2017. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 82 runs to take the top position in the IPL table with a compelling all-round show at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at the Shahid Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur, Chhattisgarh. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.